I want to talk about the purpose of corporate worship. What unites us is the work of Christ on the cross. It is through his death, burial, and resurrection that we have reconciliation with God and reconciliation with one another. Because of what Christ has done, we can come together. We can gather together as the people of God, like the Bible tells us to. And we find that in Hebrews 10:25. It says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the days approaching. You see, when we come together, it is to encourage one another, to share our faith, share our weaknesses, pray for one another, and celebrate the goodness of God. Amen. In James 5:16, it tells us to confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. You know, and many times we only hear that last part of that verse. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous man prevaileth much. You hear that over and over again. But we must not overlook what comes before it, because that's what really brings the fire of the Holy Spirit to do what only he can do. It says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that you may be healed. When we come together, there is a reason why we come together. We come together in our vulnerability. We come together in our surrender. We come together in our obedience. We come together to pray for one another, encourage one another, and bear one another's burden. And then we can worship. Come on, Jesus. Now we worship, and we worship together. When we come together for corporate worship, we come collectively celebrate the goodness of God. We celebrate who he is. We celebrate what he has done. And we celebrate what he is going to do. We walk away encouraged by one another as we worshiped him. Amen. You see, when we come together, we cannot come together separated in our own space. We need to avoid that individualistic attitude of worship when we gather as the body of Christ. We are to stand together as one. Now, what does that mean? It means that I am coming after his presence. It means that I'm not coming after his presence just for me. My purpose for coming into his presence is for the community of faith. It is for us. It's not for me. It's not for you. It's for us. It's for us to come together. Amen? I need to cultivate in my mind the picture of unity and oneness. Us coming together as one. Us being one before him, us being one as we worship, us being one as we pray. Amen. They all are called worship. However, there's a difference when God's people gather together. It's not the same as when I'm by myself worshiping God. And there's a beauty, and there's such a precious flow of his spirit when I'm by myself in my closet with him. And I love it. But I know that the greater anointing, the greater outpouring comes when I come together with other believers. Amen. There's a difference in the atmosphere. There's a difference in his presence. He has a corporate presence when he comes. There's a difference in what takes place when his people worship him as one body. there's a greater grace. There's a greater anointing that comes when we come together. He comes with healing in his hands. He comes with deliverance. He comes with salvation. He comes with restoration. Prosperity in the spirit comes. We are changed in his presence when his presence comes amongst us as we're gathered together. That's how we know we have worshiped him in our togetherness, because we're changed. We're not the same. There's a fierceness in it, and there's a beckoning for us saying, come Holy Spirit, come. Come into our hearts. Come into this place of our worship. Come behold us that we may behold you. Amen. God desires his people to come together and worship unto him. And as we worship him, he draws hearts unto himself. The Holy Spirit is the one that's doing the drawing. He's the one that's doing the filling. Come on, come on. He's the one that sits on the throne. Come on, Jesus. And Jesus is telling us in John 4, 23 and 24, he said, but the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. So the purpose of corporate worship is not merely that we gather in the same room or in the same space. It is that we gather around our Savior, united by his death, burial, and resurrection, worshiping him together as one body. So come, let us worship him together.